Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 3. This sounds even better than talking about Star Wars movies with episodes. This will be going live Friday, January 31st after 12 o'clock, thanks to the efforts of David Wilson. The West Texas Catholic, the podcast, in Cap'n, the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo and host of this program and the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Our guest, Jeff Goldie, with Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. We'll also get you up to date with a whole slew of diocesan news, including the latest Faith Formation basic course information that will be starting on Saturday, February 15th. But before we get started, as we do on the radio program and on the podcast, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, religious liberty is something we should never, ever take for granted and always look to strengthen. Let us pray for religious liberty. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, or the West Texas Catholic. First and foremost, how about all that snow we've got? 9.5 inches of snow a couple of weeks ago, and a few droplets here and there. And they had a snow warning on the coast of Texas? Hard to believe, but we need more. Our farmers and ranchers need that soil profile for great planting coming up later this spring. The wheat farmers need it so they can get nitrogen on that crop. Pray for much-needed precipitation for our farmers and ranchers. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused. Continue to pray for vocations for the Diocese of Amarillo and for our four fantastic seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, Benjamin Sego, and Andres Polgarin. Find out more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop for everything and anything about vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all that you do for us. Your efforts are not unappreciated here on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. And hey, we've got some jubilees coming up in February. First off, a happy silver jubilee to Father Arocchio Raj Malapati, who's over at Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Groome and St. Mary's Church in Clarendon. He is celebrating his 25th anniversary on Thursday, February 6th. Congratulations, Father Raj. And Father Ron Matthews is celebrating his gold Jubilee of ordination to the priesthood on Friday, February 7th. We've got a great five-question interview with him in the February 2nd issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Thank you both for your ministry and for your yes to God. We really appreciate that. A couple of quick pieces of housekeeping. Diocesan website is amarillodiocese.org. Please like us on Facebook. Amarillo Diocese is where you can find us. There's post up there quite a bit of time. The newest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, is dated Sunday, February 2nd. The digital version went out on Flocknote January 27th. A limited number of hard copies available at parishes this weekend while they last. It's first come, first serve. The next issue will be dated Sunday, February 16th. The advertising deadline is Monday, February 3rd at 5 o'clock. The deadline for copy, stories, and photo ideas, Thursday, February 6th at noon. By the way, those are stone-cold deadlines. And by the way, share this address with your friends. The podcast address, amarillodiocese.org/podcast. amarillodiocese.org/podcast. Keep up with the latest that's going on. We drop a fresh episode every 2 weeks at Friday around noonish or so. We try to make it easy for David Wilson so we don't drive him too far up the wall. We've had to bring him down a few times since he's been here since July of last year, and we're trying to avoid that near occasion. In this case, sin, big time. Joining us for a couple of minutes, I cannot believe that February 1st, which is Saturday, You've been at Catholic Charities for 8 years? Where's time gone, Jeff Goldie?
Time flies when you're having fun,
yes,
Chris.
Yes, it does.
It certainly does.
Yes, it does. Jeff Goldie is Executive Director of Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. And let's see, in the time you've been there, were you guys at the Military Depot when you started in February?
Yes, we were still at the Military Depot.
So you weren't downtown at that time.
They
were
no,
at the Depot.
I missed the downtown
stuff. You missed downtown.
My predecessor got to make that move.
So you go from the Military Depot to the current location. And then you had the food pantry get blessed as well, and time just flies when you're having fun. But I have to start the conversation by asking how your life has changed in these 8 years at Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle.
Well, on the personal side, I've got a new grandson, granddaughter. Clearly that means my daughter got married, and that happened right before I came to work here. And they are both a joy. We spend our Saturdays taking care of Ava and Bo. And it is very fulfilling. On the business side, wow, Catholic Charities has just grown. We've seen numbers increase in all of our programs, people that need our help. That number is not going down. It's increasing, whether it be food insecurity, with our new program, Joseph's Project, trying to help pregnant moms and young families. And, of course, our refugee resettlement program has seen activity skyrocket over the last 8 years, although with changes in Washington, we're anticipating that number significantly reducing.
On back to the personal side for just a minute. Now, come on, level with us, man. Grandparents, grandparenting mellows people out?
Oh, no. Let me tell you, when I was first told I was going to be a grandfather, like, no, I'm not old enough.
Yeah.
To be fair, transparency, I turned 60 this year, so probably I am old enough, and I was.
Yeah.
But I was totally against it. I thought, until you see that baby, and that changes everything. It really does mellow people out.
Okay.
And a very truthful answer, it does.
All right, that's fair enough. You've talked about the growth at Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. The one thing on the growth side that has just amazed me watching, and we saw it through the pandemic, was the food distribution and the need for food for people in our communities.
The need for food in our communities continues to grow. We've all seen, it was one of the rallying points for the election was the price of food, eggs in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And with the increase of prices, in some cases, eggs are a good example. The price increase was due to a lack of availability, the issues that attacked the supply side of that. Those things hurt people that are at risk. And when they're at risk and they're having to make that choice between medicine, utilities, shelter, transportation, anything that tips that cart the wrong direction is catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
And the economy in and of itself, I think it's been fairly strong, fairly stable. Unemployment rate is still pretty low. But as those prices go up, the wages are not keeping up with that. And so our at-risk people, we're finding more and more that are needing our services. Something we did change in that eight-year time frame was in the food pantry in particular. We lowered the age for applications from 55 and older down to 50 and older. I've not got the metrics exactly of what that change did for us, but I can address that this way. Between that and the other factors, we saw our growth just last year from an average of about 1,200 people per month in 23 to 2,000 per month in 24. We're seeing about 100 new applicants each month wanting to get on the program. So we're reaching a point now where we have to determine, is there a cap? We don't want to put a waiting list out there, but we also don't want to have our shelves too bare that it doesn't help the people that are already on the program.
And one of the nice things about the Interfaith Hunger Project is you also have a larger food pantry location in the old Price College, Alamo Catholic, Holy Cross Catholic Academy Gymnasium at 1900 North Spring.
We do. That location has been game-changing for us as far as the amount of food that we can store and the people that we can help. But I am concerned, we've not done an assessment yet, but again, getting back to that potential wait list, we are running out of storage space, so we may be needing to look at how do we either hotshot food better or how do we expand to get more storage for more freezer space, more refrigerator space.
Jeff,
a question to be answered in the future.
Yes, it is. Jeff Goldie is our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 3, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo in Cappin. Let's talk about pepper and salt. I used to know this as salt and pepper, but you're kind of making a few changes after 25 years, and I'll let you elaborate on that.
We are. First of all, thank you for everyone that supported the salt and pepper luncheon for the past 25 years. It's been a wonderful vehicle for us to increase awareness for the program and garnish support for the people that we serve, and more importantly, for the food that we put on the shelves. After 25 years, though, no pun intended, things get stale, and this event did as well. We thought that it was time for a change, so in my words, flipping things on its head, we start by flipping over the salt and pepper to pepper and salt. The time frame to get things done that we want to make this really a fantastic event for the future is just too short to have the event this year. So rather than hosting an event and trying to throw it together, and believe me, people know when they go to an event that's thrown together. It just doesn't have that feel that you don't want to attend that. We don't want to put out a subpar product.
Right.
So we're taking the year off to really plan for 26 and make that a bang-up, super awesome thing that everybody's going to want to go to. For this year, though, because the pantry does still need the support, we will be doing an appeal instead.
So be looking for that very, very soon, and look for more information about what Jeff is talking about in the Sunday, February 2nd issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, your guest column in both English and in Spanish.
Oh, Español. Gracias.
Sí, señor. One other thing to talk about, you've been teasing it a lot. It's a project that's really taken off the last 2 years, Joseph's Project. We had at St. Thomas the Apostle Church a number of drives to bring in materials, and it's like there's more material than there is church, and that's a good thing, and we thank all our benefactors for supporting that. But we keep growing, and the need is still there. Let's talk about Joseph's
Project.
We
do, and I'd be remiss if I didn't thank St. Thomas for what they did. We also recently picked up 3-4 SUV fulls from St. Anne's and Canyon.
Wow.
And also from St. Mary's Cathedral. And those are the ones that come to the top of my mind. I think there are other parishes that have been helping us, and my apologies for not listing you. I will make sure and get that list thorough, and thank you. I in person is what I need to do, not just on a podcast.
Or anywhere else. You can do it in person.
It in person.
But Joseph's Project has really taken off since it started, and we've got an event coming up in May that we want to kind of elude people and lead people to.
We do. We want you to put a save the date in your calendar for May 3rd. It's a Saturday. The details haven't been hashed out yet, but we are anticipating this will be a brunch, somewhere 9 to 11, 10 to 12, somewhere in that range. We anticipate having an appropriate speaker that will fire you up for the program. I'd be remiss, again, if I don't share. We've called this Joseph's Project, and that name in and of itself, I ask you as a podcast listener, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
And that's usually the look you get from some people you define it, but it needs another broader definition.
We need a broader definition. That broader definition, and we're going to be adding this to our future branding, is a pregnancy resource center. So Joseph's Project is designed to help moms who are pregnant. We want to help them get into prenatal care. We want to help them get those prenatal vitamins that they need. Definitely any kind of mentoring or coaching for moms, and we have training for each trimester of pregnancy, training for things that can go wrong or go right, as well as support those families who have kids 3 years old or younger. And the support on that side tends to be, more training of all. It's literally hundreds of types of training classes to help young families, single moms, single dads, grandparents, you name it. And for doing these trainings, they earn what we call baby bucks that they trade in for things in our baby boutique. Those things include diapers, wipes, formula, car seats, clothing, anything baby you can imagine. Now, being nearly 60 years old, it's been a while since I've been a young father, but I still remember those days and the cost to raise a kid way back in the day, air quotes.
Yeah, there you go.
were, in my opinion, catastrophic as someone trying to get started with my life. Thankfully, I had my wife, Denise, and we did that together and continue to walk that path together. But those costs have not gone down. So these families, regardless of their income, which is one of the strengths of the program, you can get the help. There's no income requirement. Especially for a low-income family, that helps them stretch those dollars better. And that gets those babies off to a better start because they have all the things a young child needs to get started. And we all know that those formative years are the most critical for the ongoing and future success of a child. Indeed. And so we can put an impact, a positive impact on those first 3 years, then we've done a great service to not just that family, but to our community as a whole.
Saturday, May 3rd, save the date. We'll see you someplace, probably.
Was it it is at the Edmund Laurier Foundation. It's we do be know that.
Okay, good. Well, glad you shared that with us.
I know.
Be looking for details on that soon. And you're always taking donations of baby goods and baby items all the time.
We are. That, like I said in that program, those are things that they earn. And we run through diapers, all those items at an alarming rate. And as the program has grown, it's grown not just here in Amarillo, but we also are servicing other cities, Hereford, Friona. We're looking at trying to get a footprint in Cactus and Dumas, mm-hmm. Possibly some trips up to Pampa. And it's been a slow growth, but eventually the program we anticipate will serve all 26 counties of the diocese.
Fantastic. He is the Executive Director of Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, Jeff Gouldy, who will start his ninth year of service on Saturday, February 1st. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does.
Anything else you'd like to add? Last word in the conversation is yours, sir.
Last word. You know, I wasn't going to do this, but I will do two things.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to state, for those of you that know, as a Notre Dame graduate, I'm really proud of my team. I've heard it daily since the game. Apologies for us losing. We lost to a wonderful Ohio State team. My team did not lay down and die. They fought to the end. I'm proud of them.
Okay, hold on. We have to remind people of something. You used to be a part of the Notre Dame football team once upon a time.
Once upon a time, I was a student manager.
During the Jerry Faust years.
During the end of the Jerry Faust years and the very start of the Lou Holtz era.
See, I think they lost because Holtz showed up at the game. That's just me, okay?
That's a whole other podcast. Yeah, we can talk about it. The other thing I want to say just briefly is thank you all for your support for all of our programs throughout the years. 2025 promises to be a very special year for Catholic Charities. We anticipate growth. The needs are growing, and we need your help and support to stay relevant and stay capable of serving the people that come to our doors.
Telephone number 806-376-4571, cctxp.org, the website. Jeff, God bless you, and congratulations on 8 years, and hopefully eight with a few more on top of that still to come.
God bless you, too, and God bless the USA.
Once again, we thank Jeff Gouldy from Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle for dropping by and talking about all the great things with his agency, 806-376-4571, cctxp.org is Catholic Charities' website. Couple of quick reminders. Our diocesan website is amarillodiocese.org, and we hope that you'll like us on Facebook. We're at Amarillo Diocese on Facebook, and we do put posts up there a lot, sometimes not too often, though. It depends on our schedules. The newest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, is dated Sunday, February 2nd. The digital version went out on January 27th. A limited number of hard copies will be available at parishes this weekend while they last. First come, first serve. The next issue, dated Sunday, February 16th. Your advertising deadline, Monday, February 3rd at 5 p.m. Stories, story ideas, photo ideas, those are all due Thursday, February 6th at noon. And those are stone cold deadlines, by the way. And for those that don't know about this podcast, share this link with them, amarillodiocese.org/podcast. Go there. You'll find everything that you need to know about the podcast. And for those of you that are already here and have been talking nicely about it, and there's been some criticism, and that's fine. We're trying to get this right. Thank you for your support. We appreciate it. And also, we encourage you to pray for our four seminarians. We have four great young men that are studying for the priesthood for the Diocese of Amarillo. They are Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, Benjamin Sego, and Andres Polgarin. Find out much more about vocations at amarillovocations.org, amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop for everything and anything that has to do with vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo. You've seen the story on the diocesan website. Let's talk about it. Assignments affecting 11 priests announced by Bishop Patrick J. Zurich of the Diocese of Amarillo. These are effective Monday, February 17th. Father Anthony C. Tony Nash is appointed moderator of the Curiae. Father Juan Carlos Barragan, appointed pastor at St. Joseph's Church Stratford and Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Cactus. Father Victor Hugo Andrade is the pastor of Immaculate Conception Church Perryton and St. Peter's Church in Booker. Father Cesar A. Gomez, appointed pastor of Blessed Sacrament Church here in Amarillo. Monsignor Michael Caldwell, JCL, is appointed to hospital ministry at BSA and is chaplain at the Capuchin Monastery here in Amarillo. Father Nicholas Gerber, appointed pastor at St. Teresa of Jesus Church Friona and St. Anne's Church in Bovina. Father Hyder Quintero, appointed dean of the Central Deanery of the Diocese of Amarillo. Father Luis Rene Lopez is appointed dean of the North Deanery, and Father Taylor Elsner is appointed chancellor of the Diocese of Amarillo. Those are all taking effect Monday, February 17th. Now, effective Monday, February 24th, Bishop Zurich appoints Father Lawrence John, JCL, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Amarillo and pastor of St. Anthony's Church in Hereford, and Father Grant Spinherney, pastor of St. Anthony of Padua Church in Dalhart and St. Mary's Church in Texeline. Father Spinherney is also appointed chaplain at the Dalhart Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. You can find out much more about that story on the front page of the Sunday, February 2nd issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and at amarillodiocese.org. Let's talk about some February fundraisers and events that are coming up. Blessed Sacrament Church here in Amarillo hosting a Valentine's dinner and dance on Saturday, February 8th. Everything starts at 6 p.m. in Bishop Zurich Parish Hall, 2500 South Bolton. Tickets are still available, $75 per person. All the proceeds from the evening will benefit the parish, according to Deacons Baltazar Montoya, Rene Perez, and Mark Seidlitz. A steak dinner served from 6 until 8, and there's a dance with music from DJ Chaparro and Darian until 1 a.m. The evening will include a game with prizes and a drawing for a door prize. Now, in conjunction with the Valentine's dinner and dance, the parish is conducting a drawing. The top prize, a barbecue grill. Second prize, a $500 Amarillo National Bank gift card. Third prize, a Yeti cooler. Tickets are $10 each. You need not be present to win. But if you need to know more about the evening, maybe you'd like to purchase tickets for the drawing, please call the parish office at Blessed Sacrament Church, 806-374-1132. The annual parish fundraiser to benefit St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa coming up also on Saturday, February 8th, 6:30 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. in the parish gym at 810 West 23rd Avenue in Pampa. The tickets for the evening are $125 apiece. This gets you a dinner for two served from 7:15 until 8:15, dancing, and a chance to win the top prize of a $5,000 Visa gift card. Second prize, a $3,000 Visa gift card. Third prize, a $2,000 Visa gift card. Winners will be determined in a reverse drawing, according to St. Vincent de Paul parishioner Dr. Jack Albrecht, who chairs the event. A limited number of tickets will be sold. Now, the evening will include music, Calcutta boards, and silent and live auctions. If you're under 21, sorry, you're not going to be admitted. But if you need to know more, maybe you'd like to donate items for the auctions, or maybe you'd like to purchase tickets, get in touch with Dr. Jack Albrecht, 806-663-1950, or you can call Delma at the St. Vincent de Paul Parish Office in Pampa, 806-665-1950. 8933. Volunteers are needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. The commitment doesn't require much time, according to Larry Gray, and training is provided. If you're interested in volunteering, get in touch with Larry Gray. His telephone number, 806-420-6408, 806-420-6408. Couple of events coming up at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, Friday, February 14th and Saturday, February 15th. On the 14th, which in this building is St. Cyril and Methodius Day, or it's also Valentine's Day, reservations are being accepted for an evening for married couples that evening at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring. Everything begins at 6 o'clock with Mass and vow renewal for married Catholic couples. That'll be led by Bishop Patrick J. Zurich in Holy Family Chapel. Mass will be followed by a gourmet dinner, dessert, and beverages prepared by BDRC Executive Chef Jason Hashke. And if you know if Jason is preparing it, it's going to be outstanding. Tickets are $150 per couple for this fundraiser for the Retreat Center. Need to know more about an evening for married couples? Maybe you'd like to make reservations to attend, and we do encourage all Catholic Catholic married couples to make plans to attend this. Get in touch with Sister Elizabeth Ann Dockery with the Disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. She's the executive director there at 806-383-1811. Also at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, Saturday, February 15th, it's a Lenten Women's Prayer Brunch. Goes from 10 until noon. As in the past, the prayer brunch is a ticketed event. Tickets are $20 per person. Get them online at bdrc.org or at Top of Texas Catholic Superstore in the Signature. Say hello to the Rickwartz Brothers for us at 2500 South Coulter. Seating is limited. Doors for the breakfast open at 9. It's the second of three women's prayer brunches this year at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, sponsored by Amarillo Rejoicers. The final prayer brunch, which is the traditional Mother's Day prayer brunch, on Saturday, May 10th. Again, need to know more? Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 806-383-1811. A new item for you, Saturday, February 15th, your first opportunity to take the Prayer Types of Prayer segment, the next course being offered in the Faith Formation Basic Course. That, according to School Sister of Notre Dame, Sister Maria Elena Farrar, who is the coordinator of Faith Formation for the Diocese of Amarillo. The February 15th segment at St. Peter and Paul Church, 915 South Maddox and Dumas, will be for the North Deanery. The instructors will be Sister Valentine Curry, a Franciscan sister, in English, and presenting it in Spanish will be Sister Maria Elena Farrar. The course offered from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for four Saturdays, and we'll get you the other three dates and locations right now. Saturday, February 22nd for the South Deanery, St. Anthony's Church at 115 North 25 Mile Avenue in Hereford. Adrian Johnson, Family Life Director for the Diocese of Amarillo, who was on the podcast just a few weeks ago, will be the English facilitator. Rosa Maria Zanetti, Coordinator of Faith Formation at St. Hyacinth's Church here in Amarillo, will lead the Spanish course. Saturday, March 8th, it'll be for the Central Deanery at St. Lawrence Church, 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo. Deacon Brian Lewis and his wife Cindy of St. Anne's Church Canyon teaching the English portion. Rosa Maria Zanetti will be the instructor for the Spanish track. And the final time this will be offered, Saturday, March 22nd. This will be for the East Deanery at St. Vincent de Paul Church at 810 West 23rd Avenue in Pampa. Sister Maria Elena Farrar facilitating the English portion. Father Victor Hugo Andrade, who is now the parochial administrator at St. Joseph's Church Stratford, and Our Lady of Guadalupe Church Cactus, the instructor for the Spanish course. Need to know more? And it's absolutely free, by the way. Call Sister Maria Elena Farrar, 806-383-2243, extension 113, here at the Diocesan Pastoral Center. In other diocesan news, the Altar Society at St. Joseph's Church here in Amarillo hosting its second annual brisket dinner Sunday, February 16th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This will be in the St. Joseph School Gym at 4114 South Bonham here in Amarillo. Tickets, $15 for adults, $7 for children ages 5 to 12. Kids 4 and under eat absolutely free. Takeouts will also be available. There will be a silent auction and a drawing with numerous prizes being given away, including a $1,000 Visa gift card and a queen-size quilt. Learn more about the brisket dinner by calling St. Joseph's Church here in Amarillo, 806-355-5621. Then we also have an enchilada dinner going on at St. Martin de Porres Church on Sunday, February 16th, to benefit Catholic Daughters of America Corps 2472. Find out much more about that by getting in touch with Patty Linneman. You can find out much more about that dinner by going to our diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org, or see the advertisement or the story in the Sunday, February 2nd issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. You're running out of time to get signed up, guys, for a Men's Acts Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service Retreat Thursday, February 20th through Sunday, February 23rd at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring. Registration forms available at parish offices right now or through the Acts Community website, actsamarillo.org. That's actsamarillo.org. Need to know more about Acts? Jimmy Hund is your contact person at 806-344-4000. The Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light continue their initiative for teens and young adults called Worship Prayer Movie Night. happens normally on the third Friday of the month in the St. Francis House of Prayer, 125 John Paul Circle in Panhandle. Activities begin at 6 o'clock with a holy hour of praise and worship music, prayer, and a brief time of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There's also a simple meal served during a movie chosen for its relativity for faith in the modern world. Catholics and non-Catholics alike are welcome to attend. Again, the next worship prayer movie night, Friday, February 21st. Need to know more? Call the Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light at Sancta Maria Convent, 806-537-3182. The annual fundraiser to benefit the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University coming up Saturday, February 22nd, about less than a month from now, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the Parish Hall, St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. Tickets are on sale right now, $75 per person. You can get them on the CSC website, which is WTCSC.org, or you can purchase them during regular business hours at the Catholic Student Center, 2610 4th Avenue in Canyon. And you can also get them from any Catholic Student Center member. By the way, they do have VIP tables seating 8 available for $1,000 apiece. The evening including live and silent auctions and a meal. And right now, the Student Center really in need of people willing to donate a gift basket to help raise funds. If you need to know more about the Catholic Student Center fundraiser, get in touch with Father Alvin Schuma, Betty Aragon, and Stephanie Wilhelm at the Catholic Student Center, 806-655-4345, 806-655-4345. Registration continues for the annual Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC. DCYC 2025 for youth in grades 7 through 12, Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 27th. But folks, early bird registration is getting close. It's $45 per person. You must have your registration postmarked by Sunday, February 23rd to get the early bird rate. That registration fee includes a pair of meals, a t-shirt, and gifts. Regular registration, $55 per person. You must have that postmarked by Monday, March 31st. That includes two meals, but no t-shirt and no gifts. Now, if you want to register at the door, that's not a problem. It's $65 per person, and that includes your two meals. You can register at the parish level. By the way, any additional costs depend on the cost of transportation, lodging, and additional meals. Now, one of the traditions at BCYC is Sunday afternoon at Wonderland Park. If you wish to go, the tickets are $21 per person, and you're more than welcome to bring your family along for that same price per person as well. Confirm to speak at DCYC 2025. Connor Flanagan, Sujez Thompson, Roxana Duran, and Anastasia Tan. Hopefully we'll have one or two of those joining us on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, as we get close to that event. And by the way, Catholic musician Josh Blakesley will be providing music for the conference. Need to know more? Please get in touch with Oscar Guzman, 806-383-2243, extension 118. Well, it's time to bring out the formal dress one more time before Lent begins at St. Mary's Cathedral. St. Mary's Cathedral and St. Mary's Cathedral School hosting a prom night on Friday, February 28th, 6:30 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. That'll be in the Monsignor Francis A. Smyer Activity Center at 1200 South Washington. Admission, $150 per couple. That gets you dinner for two and two opportunities to win a $10,000 Visa gift card. Dinner will be catered by the Big Texan, so you know it will be good. The Velvet Funk Band will be playing music. You know that'll be good. There'll be Calcutta boards, dancing, live and silent auctions. Need to know more? Maybe you'd like to sponsor the event. Please get in touch with Jayla Wilhelm, 806-690-7871. And finally, volunteers are needed for the first Kobe Prison Retreat of 2025. It's in Dowhart, Thursday, March 6th through Saturday, March 8th, according to Deacon Darrell Dixon, a member of the Diocesan Prison Ministry Team. Team formation meetings for this retreat will begin on Tuesday, February 4th. They'll go from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. in the parlor at St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter. These meetings will continue every Tuesday evening through Tuesday, March the 4th. Deacon Dixon seeking the support of 30 men from the Knights of Columbus, the Axe Community, and the Curcio Movement to make the retreat at the Dowhart Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice a reality. There are four other dates for Kobe Prison Retreats. Those are all subject to change, so we'll refrain from sharing too much of that right now. But if you need to know more about Kobe Prison Ministry. Deacon Daryl Dixon's telephone number, 806-290-8842, 806-290-8842. A reminder, the Kobe Prison Ministry is a 501c3 organization. All donations are charitable donations for tax purposes and can be mailed to Kobe, K-O-L-B-E, Prison Ministries, P.O. Box 4125, Amarillo 79116. That's Kolbe, K-O-L-B-E, Prison Ministries, P.O. Box 4125, Amarillo 79116. And that puts another edition of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, in this case, Episode 3, to rest. Hey, you have ideas, comments, suggestions on how we can make this podcast better? Let us know. Our email address, stcapn@dioama.org, stcapn@dioama.org. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new podcast just in time for the Feast of Saints Cyril and Methodius here on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, Episode 3, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo in Capon, the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network. Have yourselves a fantastic day. Remember, abortion is not and never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.